Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or you will wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'll vote in the primary and the general election.
Thank you. Tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Nathan Johnson.
No information.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't recognize the name.
Okay. Colin Allred?
Favorable. Somewhat.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Jasmine Simon?
Don't recognize the name.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Ron Kirk?
Ron who?
Ron Kirk.
Don't recognize the name.
Okay. And Victoria Navee Criado?
Heard the name but can't place it, so no opinion.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the next state house, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, you will vote for and if you have to choose today?
Don't know.
Not sure yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Number two, voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Number three, abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Number four, guns. Sensible gun sales laws require red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or five, local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on grow control zoning and workers' rights.
So you want me to rank those in order of most important to least important?
You can choose two, the most important and the second most important.
Guns and abortion.
Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? The first one, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasize democratic values, but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. Or number two, one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
One.
Thank you. Next, please rate each of the following statement describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon. Their options are if this statement leads you to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her or not impact on your opinion. The first one says, Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, SAPCA, yeah, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopts her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
More likely to vote for.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
More likely.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely vote for. Yeah. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Less likely.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or no impact.
More likely to vote for.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that put doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
More likely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
More likely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
More likely.
Thank you. Jasmine is and her husband have raised their 3 children in their Park cities.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
More likely.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigration parents who know the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
More likely.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
No impact.
And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
More likely.
Thank you. And, I didn't select that. Okay, so Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Undecided.
Thank you. And the last part, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg. Would you cause to definitely vote against them? probably vote against them, or no matter to you. The first one says, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Lince Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely against both to her, probably vote against her, or no matter.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. Lince Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
No impact.
And Lynn Ginsburg's losing record show that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came with 1% of the Republican opponents. Lynn Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
No impact.
Thank you. And after hearing this information, which candidate, Lynn Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote up for the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
No opinion.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Beating Republicans any way that I can.
Okay. Okay. Anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Now there's a question for classification purposes. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
What was the second to last range?
40 to 54?
That one.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in the school?
Post-secondary education degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African American, Latino, Asian, Arabic, or white?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.